Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
I'm Rachel Marshall, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Obesity is a growing problem around the world, and an updated Cochrane review in December 2011 summarises the evidence on interventions to prevent obesity in children. Elizabeth Waters from the University of Melbourne in Australia describes the latest findings.
We started this review in the late 1990s. The main purpose at that stage was really to look at the evidence to see what had been done before to help us design a new childhood obesity prevention program in an inner urban area of Melbourne, which turned out to be Fun and Healthy in Moreland, a program that's gone on for over 5 years now. However, the international team of authors remained together from the very beginning all the way through to the second update in 2005 and again now in 2011, at a time that brings a total number of included studies within the review to 55. The overall aim now is to examine the effectiveness evidence of all strategies with a continuing focus on randomised and controlled trials. We've now got appropriate outcome data from 37 studies to enable a range of meta-analyses that we've conducted to look at whether or not the effect sizes remain according to short or long-term interventions, according to different types of interventions, and according to different age groups. And really, the evidence shows quite conclusively now that studies that have sought to prevent childhood obesity or to reduce the increase in prevalence are effective, although there is heterogeneity across the results, and there's also some evidence of small study bias. Overall, however, given that the recommendations include system and service level policies and staff development to bring about healthy eating and physical activity changes, these types of strategies are likely to be effective at the population level as well. We also look for any harmful effects of the interventions, which is really important from the perspective of government, decision makers, parents, families. And where they did examine them within the studies, no evidence of harm was observed. Another thing that we wished to explore was whether or not health inequalities were increased as a result of the intervention programs. Across all 55 studies, we found 19 of those had looked at different ways in which you might examine health inequalities. And in the studies where a particular commitment was made to understanding health inequalities and therefore probably also designing it into the intervention itself, no evidence was found either. One of the challenges and the strengths of the review is that we've limited it to controlled trials because of the risk of bias in other types of study. Therefore, although the findings are strong in relation to policy level strategies, there are some gaps in other areas, which we hope to follow up with another review, which will look at environmental and policy interventions. So in conclusion, the opportunity to conduct a meta-analysis now provides us with really strong, convincing evidence that prevention interventions work, particularly those that address policies and curriculums in schools and childcare settings to ensure that healthy eating opportunities and environments provide more opportunities for physical activity, support teachers and other staff, and take place in the community context for homes and parents. If these relatively straightforward initiatives are implemented systematically across all settings, there's no doubt that children's health will improve and obesity and all the related chronic illnesses will be prevented. If we do nothing, however, the health and well-being of children will continue to decrease. We know that there's an increasing proportion of children, adolescents and adults who will experience obesity and the adverse consequences in education, social lives and their health.
For details of the 55 trials in Liz's review, and to find future updates of this review, go to thecochranelibrary.com.